Blog Talk Radio.
To all your problems, Christ is the answer to all you need. The great physician, the great baptizer. Oh, hallelujah. It's all you need. Cast your body upon Jesus, for he cares for you. Cast your body upon Jesus, for he cares for you. I am. Lead Jesus, I am. Higher, cast your body upon Jesus, for he cares for you. I cast my body unto Jesus, for he cares for me. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him, there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him, there's no other. Jesus is the way. I know you got a question at the corners of your heart. This is not a discouragement, but it's thing you can get. I'm telling you that the world of God is true. This is true to me. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world's need. Above him, there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the only answer for the world's need. Above him, there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the only answer for the world to be. Above him, there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the only answer for the world to be. Above him, there's no other. Jesus is the way. Christ is the answer to all your problems. Christ is the answer to all your needs. Thy grief is vision. Thy great baptism. Oh, hallelujah. It's all you need. Christ is the answer to all your problems. Christ is the answer to all your needs. Thy grace is vision. Thy great baptism. Oh, hallelujah. It's all you need. Christ is the answer to all your problems. Christ is the answer to all your need. The great physician, the great baptizer. Oh, hallelujah. It's all you need. Christ is the answer to all your problems. Christ is the answer to all your needs. The great physician, the great baptizer. Oh, hallelujah. It's all you need. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give glory to thy Lord, even. We give glory to thy Lord, even. We give glory to thy Lord. He reigns, adoration to our God, he reigns. Adoration to our God, he reigns. He reigns. Adoration to our God, he reigns. Give us power, super power. Every other power is Powerless power, Jesus power, super power. Hallelujah, glory to God in the highest of earth, peace. Goodwill to all men. Y'all welcome to the Hour of Miracles radio and television based phrase. of the Jesus Christ Global Mission, reaching you all the way from Longham, Maryland, USA. This is the Archbishop Stephen John Biokolo coming your way with the living word of God that saves, heals, delivers, and blesses. Hallelujah. We thank God today. All things working together for good. We need to worship God and praise God every day. Just forget about your problems and just look unto Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of your faith. Because if you want to look at the problems of this world today, you'll be very depressed. You know, that's why the scripture says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. See, Peter was riding with Jesus on the boat, and Jesus started walking on the waters. And Peter said, Master, call me to join you. And Peter came out of the boat and began to walk on the water with Jesus. Holy Spirit, bless your people through your word today. Let your word find a place in their lives. Make them doers of your word and not just hearers alone. In Jesus' name, amen. Peter started looking at Jesus. And as he was looking at Jesus, he was able to walk on the sea. You see, he was looking at Jesus. He was looking at Jesus as his mentor, as his strength, as his power. As long as he was looking at Jesus, he was able to walk on the water. But when he took his eyes off Jesus, the Bible says Peter began to sink. Peter began to sink until Jesus had to come and rescue him again. When people take their eyes off Jesus, you know, they begin to sink. I pray for you today. You will not take your eyes off Jesus. You will not take your eyes off Jesus. You will look unto Jesus. As long as you look unto Jesus, you will begin to walk upon your problems. You walk upon the waters. Gotta walk on the water with Jesus. I gotta walk on the water with Jesus. He will not fail. He will not fail. I'm gonna walk on the water with Jesus. I gotta walk on the water with Jesus. He will not fail. He will not fail. I'm gonna walk on the water with Jesus. I gotta walk on the water with Jesus. He will not fail. He will not fail. Gotta walk on the water with Jesus. He will not fail. As long as you look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, you can walk on the water. You can walk on your problems. You can walk above difficulties. You can walk, you know, on top of your issues. You can walk in victory. Looking unto Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. Today we're going to be talking about Jesus Christ is the answer. Jesus Christ is the answer to all our problems. Jesus Christ is the answer to all the problems in this world today. Jesus Christ is the answer to every problem you have. Jesus Christ is the answer to the problems in Russia and Ukraine. Jesus Christ is the only answer because he is the Prince of Peace and the Lord of Love, the Everlasting Father. He said he's Prince of Peace, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. He is the author of peace. And then you say you don't want the Prince of Peace? If you don't want the Prince of Peace, then you have trouble. Then you have crisis. Then you have wars and conflicts and problems and confrontations and inflation and economic crisis and all the problems. Because you don't want the author of peace, the author of life, you don't want him. They say we don't need Jesus. That's what he said. And there was a time when in Russia, they will make you believe that Jesus is not Lord. The president is God. There was a time like that. I don't know if they have changed that now. Even the little children in Russia, they taught them that the president is their God. They don't need Jesus. They don't need God. They don't need church. They don't need the leader of the country is the God they are serving. Is their God. They brought even the children. They brought them up like that. I just laughed. There was a time like that. Yes, several years backward, it was like that. So they grew with that notion. There is no God. Then the Bible says, only a fool will say that there is no God. If you say that there is no God, the Bible calls you a fool. That's what the scripture says. The scripture says, only a fool will say that there is no God. So if you say that there is no God, the word of God has already condemned you. The word of God condemned you. Say only a fool will say that there is no God. Because everything on earth shows you that there is a living God, not just a God. A living God that has intelligence and has wisdom. A living God that created the universe, created the sun and the moon and the stars. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of Elijah, the God that answered by fire, the God that you call night or day, and he answers you. That is the true and only living God we have. He created everything. By him, all things were made. And without him, nothing would have been made. And then somebody had the God to say that there is no God. I just laugh at that, Jesus. A lot of people have said that before. At the end of the day, they change their thing. Yeah? Pharaoh said, this is the finger of God. It's Pharaoh. Pharaoh of Egypt, he said, this must be God fighting us. Because he thought he got everything. And when God began to deal with Pharaoh, and he was drowned in the Red Sea with all his troops. Pharaoh screamed, said, this is the finger of God. This is not a man's work. What is happening here? He's not a man. Pharaoh confessed with his mouth, said, this must be the finger of God. Who now asks you? Even if it's the finger of God, who is asking you now? You said there is no God. But when God began to deal with Pharaoh and his army, God made sure they drowned in the Red Sea, every one of them. And Pharaoh confessed. In fact, those were the last words Pharaoh said before he died. Yes, Pharaoh said those words with his own mouth before he died. In the book of Exodus, read Exodus. He said, what is happening here? This must be the finger of God. Is it only the finger yet? Not the hand? Because just one finger yet is dealing with you. This is not the hand of God yet. Pharaoh said, this must be the finger of God. He said, God is play. He's a consuming fire. The same God of mercy, God of love, God who so loved you that he sent Jesus Christ to come and die for you. The same God, is a consuming fire. That's what the Bible calls him. The Bible says that he is a consuming fire. You want to play with fire? Go out of San Bin Laden. How come I've been learning? Can you play with fire? Eh? Don't ask Mama Gaddafi if you can play with fire. Eh? Uh-huh. And so many of them like that. RTB and me of Uganda. And then all of them. Eh? You don't play with fire. Fire burns you and it burns you for real. You don't touch the Lord's anointed and go free. No, it is a spiritual law. Say, touch not the Lord's anointed and do my prophet no harm. It's a spiritual law that God put there by himself. Say, touch not the Lord's anointed and do my prophet no harm. Then you went to touch the Lord's anointed. You will pay for it. You will pay for it and you will not be found anymore. You will be missing and that will be the end. Nobody can look for you anywhere. That's it. The story has ended. You know, today we're talking about Jesus Christ is the answer for the world today. All the problems we have in this world today, whether health problems or whatever problem, economic, political issues, and all the issues we have all over the world today, there's only one answer to all of them. All right, let's talk about the coronavirus, for instance. All right, you said if we take the vaccine, we will be all right. Oh, people tell lies. They came on the air and they said that everybody to take vaccine. And of course, it's not just one vaccine. The rebooting, the booster vaccines, and too many vaccines. Now you can even take too many vaccines. So they started taking vaccines. A lot of people took vaccines because they were striking here. They said, if you don't take the vaccine, that is really why people die. I said, good for you. So who did not take vaccine? Is the one who's going to die? He said, yes. Okay. We shall see. Then almost everybody was taking vaccine left and right, piam, 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 piam. At the end of the day, people who took vaccine died. The one who did not take vaccine also died. You say that vaccine will kill everybody. Yes. The people who took vaccine died of the virus. And the people who did not take vaccine also died of the same virus. So what is the difference? What is the difference now? Take vaccine and stay alive. Okay. So many people went and took vaccine. They took vaccine. Vaccine number one, number two, number three. They called booster. And then there was another one again. Almost four or five vaccines that they have confirmed. And after taking all the vaccines, the same people also died again of the virus again. So where do we go from here? Where do we go from here? And then I think that was not enough. They now brought war. Russia and Ukraine are now fighting war. And they all started by saying sanctions. They have the sanctions, yes. Of course, sanctions were put there, yes. That is very good, no problem. So we all expected the sanctions to have solved the problem. Sanctions upon sanctions. Yet the war is still raging up to today. The war is after all the sanctions. And after that, I think that was not enough. They have to heap money, billions and billions and billions of dollars and pounds and the euro. They have to heap money together and carry them to Ukraine to fight war so that we can have peace. And then they fight and kill and destroy. They are still fighting even up to now. And still yet, the war, they haven't even, everything is still raging. So that is not the answer. After we hit billions and billions of dollars and euro and pound sterling and euro money, we hit them, keep all of them together and carry them to Ukraine to go and fight the war. After those monies haven't solved the problem of the world. What's the problem of the world? Is it not poverty, hunger, homelessness, and disease? If all those monies are used to help poor people around the world, this world will be a better place. All those billions and trillions that are being pushed to go and buy war equipment and bombers and submarines, bombing and drones and tanks and bombs, and the type of war equipment they have now, they are even the worst evil equipment. After, you know, these are money that could have helped the economy, helped the country, helped the people, even all these poor people all over the world, and all these homeless people, and people who are sick in places and hospitals, and the various economic problems all over the place. Nobody has thought of those things. We're not talking about giving to church or giving to the work of God. I'm not going to talk about that. But the money must go for war. Yes, that is where it must go. And yet, there is no answer after all this. See yet, no answer from anywhere at all. Rather, things are going worse and worse every day. See, the blind cannot lead the blind. Jesus said it. If blind people lead blind people, they are all going to fall into the same pit. Blind people are leading blind people. Why should blind people lead blind people? They will all go and fall into the same pit. See, deceit all over the whole place. Lies. God should rescue us. God has to come. He said, come upon him in the days of trouble, for he will deliver thee, fear the Lord of hosts. Who else will you call? Who is going to help you now? Who is going to save you? Who is going to deliver you now? How? From where will you get help? Who? Show me the person. Let me see. See, we must all go back to God. We must all go back to Jesus. Say, call upon me in the days of trouble, and I will deliver thee from 15 and 15. And then in Jeremiah chapter 33, verses 2 and 3, he says, call upon me, and I will give you the answer. That is God Almighty speaking through the prophet Jeremiah. He said, you call upon me, and I will give you the answer. God Almighty, speaking to the prophet Jeremiah chapter 3. Jeremiah chapter 33, verses 2 and 3. God himself spoke to the prophet Jeremiah. He said, call upon me, and I will give you the answer. So God has answered. God himself. He has the answer to these things we are going, all these problems and troubles and wars and shooting and killing and destroying, hunger, famine, and economic problems, political issues, marital issues, and all the problems, millions of problems, myriads of problems. You can solve them? You can solve them? No, don't lie to me. You don't have the answer. There is only one person who has the answer. His name is Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who came into this world over 2,000 years ago, laid his life down for your salvation and redemption, shed his blood for the remission of your sins, and by his stripes you were healed. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He's the only one who can give you peace. He's the only one who can give you joy. He's the only one who can give you rest. There is no rest anywhere. There is no answer anywhere. The answer is in Jesus Christ, our Lord. You must come to him now, or else you are all in trouble. Oh, yes. Because the world right now is sitting on a keg of powder. I repeat, the whole world right now is sitting on a keg of powder. And anything can happen any moment from now. Oh, yes. I know what I'm talking about. Of course, the shaking has started. And of course, the people of Medicine, there's going to be a shaking. And that shaking has just started. It has just begun. The shaking. And then he said, everything shall be shaken. The economy shall be shaken. The nation shall be shaken. And then the political and the financial world shall be shaken. Every issue will be shaken. Every department will be shaken, and even the government of this world. The Bible said it so, it's there in the scripture. The unshakable shall be shaken, and only the one that cannot be shaken shall remain. And I tell you, if you are not on Christ, the solid rock, you are in the wrong place. And if anything happens on this moment, I don't know where you are going to. It is appointed unto my one to die. After that judgment, any minute from now, the whole world can be blown to pieces. Ha, you know what? The modern war is no longer tanks. It's no longer jet bombers and jet fighters. Those days are gone. It was in those days, you know, they carry tanks and carry drones and carry jet fighters and jet planes and then the current troops, that is gone. The modern warfare is buttons. They go to press buttons, and when they press buttons, the whole world can just be torn to pieces in one blast alone. Just one button will be pressed. Bam, and that's it. Whole nations will disappear. You won't see anything again. In what Hiroshima and Nagasaki is a very good example. Hiroshima and Nagasaki in Japan. Go to those countries and see whether they still exist. Go and look for Hiroshima and Nagasaki if they are still existing. That's a practical example. And that was far back in the Second World War. Right now, technology has even spoiled things further down. You are not going to see planes going to bomb. You are not going to see tanks. You are going to see submarines. It's just a button. A button will be pressed, and half of the whole world will be blown to pieces, just like that. And you are telling me that you are safe. Where are you safe? Where are you safe? Beloved, don't deceive yourself. Don't deceive yourself. It is time. You got to give your life to Jesus Christ so that when you leave this world, you will be going to meet Jesus Christ. You will be with him in glory. You will be with him in heaven. Only one way. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except by him. And you can see all the things that are happening all over. It's a pure sign that there is no answer anywhere. The only thing, we must run to God right now. Jesus is saying, come unto me, you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Which means There is no rest anywhere else except in Christ Jesus, our Lord. You got to make that decision right now, not tomorrow, because you don't even know what tomorrow holds for you. You are not sure. Everything is just like that. Nobody knows anything again. We are just looking unto Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. You got to make your decision now. I'm going to stop there. We are glad to have the man of God with us, our Father in the Lord, Honorable Bishop Samuel Ebong, the man of God. God has been using him mightily to bless so many lives around the world. He's going to be sharing with us right now what God has laid in his heart concerning Jesus Christ is the answer to the world today, because people are looking for answers. And they can't find answers in the hospital. They can't find answers in the bank. They can't find answers. You go to the bank. We are hearing now that very soon the bank cannot pay you all your money. The bank will hold some money down, and then they will only give you some part of it each at a time. That one will soon happen. It's already happening. You know, so nobody is sure of anything. And then you say you can do without Jesus Christ, and you are deceiving yourself. So the man of God is going to share with us what God has put in his heart concerning Jesus Christ as the answer to the world today. Welcome, sir. Over to you.
Thank you, the Archbishop.
Yes, sir.
Jesus is the answer of the world to me. Jesus is the answer.
Yes.
And today we will start our journey from Isaiah. Jesus was given a scripture when he walked the streets of the land. And in Luke chapter 4, the Bible says, he opened the book and he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. Jesus Christ was anointed for the divine purpose to be the answer to the turbulence of the world, to the challenges that we go through in this world. And as the Archbishop just said a moment ago, quoting as Jeremiah, he said, call upon me and I will hear and answer you. Therefore, Jesus is our answer, the answer to the questions of life, the answer to the challenges of life, the answer to the tribulations of life. In John, he said, in this world, you shall have tribulations. As long as we are in this world, we shall have tribulations, troubles, challenges, crisis, chaotic situation, confusion. But he said, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. And he said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, he says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and what will he do? I will give you rest. There is restlessness in the land. In almost every nation of the world, and in almost every city in America today, there is restlessness, there is panic, there is fear, there is hunger, starvation, empty shelves, or whatever they call it. And people are afraid that soon there will be no money in the bank, or whatever you have there will be rationed out to you. And people are carrying heavy responsibilities, heavy bills, can't pay mortgages, can't pay their car bills, can't pay telephone bills, can't pay all kinds of candles, and so on and so forth. Burdens of life. No wonder the old songwriter says, burdens are lifted at Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Burdens. Jesus is the answer. Where is in the Bible? Matthew 11:28 says, "Come unto me, all of you that are carrying heavy burdens of mortgages to pay, all of you that cannot pay your car notes, all of you that cannot pay your house bills, whatever the challenges are, come unto me. I, Jesus, I am the way, the truth, and the life. If you come unto me, dedicate your life to me, serve me, and follow me, I will not lead you astray." He said, "I will give you rest." He said, "Take my yoke, my responsibilities upon you and learn of me. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Therefore, come unto Jesus. He has the answer to every situation. And I'm going to give you another example. During the wedding in John chapter 2, they went for the wedding. The crowd was there. The multitude that was there. They ran out of wine, just like we ran out of a baby formula. We are running out of many other things in our stores. We are running out of gas. We are running out of petrol, out of a lot of things. Oh, dryness. There was panic and fear. This man, this couple did not count the cost. They didn't buy enough wine, like many families are suffering. Oh, we didn't buy enough baby formula. We didn't buy enough of toilet paper. We didn't buy enough of this. We don't have this. We don't have this. We can't even find them in the store. They have no wine. They complain to the mother of Jesus, Mary. "Mama, we have not enough wine. We don't have. The wine is finished." And because Mary knew who is the answer, he called the servant and said unto them, "Whatever my son Jesus Christ, the son of the living God, the miracle worker, he that provides and supplies all your needs according to his riches in glory, whatsoever he said unto you, do it." It may sound stupid, it may sound foolish, it may sound unnatural, it may sound abnormal, but whatsoever he, Jesus, says unto you, do it.
Yeah.
And the servants ran to Jesus. They came to Jesus, and Jesus said to them and gave them instruction that looked very stupid, very uncommon. He said, "Go and fill the water pots with wine." They laughed him to scorn, just like the world is laughing the Christians to scorn. What has water got to do with wine that we are looking for? The people don't have wine to drink, and they're telling us to go and fill the water pots with water. But then they're listening to the mother of Jesus. That is why we need to pay attention to what our mothers are saying. What our mothers are saying, mothers of the faith, mothers who have had experiences of life, not mothers who are destroyers, not mothers who are killers, not mothers who want to terminate their pregnancy, and destroy
yes.
life in their womb and outside the womb. They listen to Mary, because Mary said, whatsoever my son Jesus Christ tells you to do, do it, for that will be where the answer comes. And when they obeyed and filled the water, first with water, they came back to Jesus and said, Jesus, we have filled the water pot with water. What next? It's okay. Just fetch that water and give it to the governor of the feast. Go and give it to the master of ceremony. That was another stupid instruction. Why? Because the foolishness of God is our wisdom. Just
yes.
obey. Just obey. Because when we obey, it shall be well.
Yes.
Because the songwriter says, when we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. When we do his good will, he abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. All that will trust and obey, trust
yes.
and verify, trust and verify. They listen to Mary, listen to Jesus. Jesus gave them instruction, and they obeyed his voice. Obey. If thou shalt obey, if thou shalt be obedient, you will eat the good of the land. Because Jesus is the answer to the scarcity in this world. He has all he takes. He can do miracles. He's a miracle
yes.
worker. The servant said, okay, let's do what he says for us to do. They fetched the water and gave it to the governor of the feast, the master of ceremony at the wedding. And the guy drank that water and he said, wow, what happened here? Where did people keep all this good wine all this time? People bring the best of the wine at the beginning of the feast, and you are bringing the best of the wine when the feast is almost over and people are so drunk and tired, because Jesus is the best that will ever happen to you. There will be a new creature. There will be newness in your life. There will be joy in the Lord. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. When Jesus steps into your life will never be the same again. That is why
Amen.
The Bible says, if the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. America is mourning today because we have devils and Shylock walking the corridors of power in Washington, D.C. That is why everybody is mourning, lamenting, because there is no righteousness in Washington, D.C. anymore. The Bible says, even in the days when Jesus walked the streets of the land, it came to a time when the disciples were confronted by IRS. And they said, oh, you don't pay taxes. And I'm sure if people are following Jesus because he doesn't pay taxes, we are sure he doesn't pay taxes. Peter said to Jesus, they are arresting us. They are stopping us from following you because we have not paid our taxes. We've not paid our bills. And because Jesus is the answer, he said unto Peter, ah, what's wrong? Just go get your hook, get your line, get your net. And throw it into the sea. And the very first catfish you catch, open the mouth of the catfish. Out of the mouth of the catfish, there will be money. Pay your tax and pay mine. And that settles it. Jesus is the answer. What do you
yes.
want in life? What do you want in your ministry? What do you want in your home? What do you want? Jesus, the master of ocean and waves, he has the answer. He is the answer to every circumstance of life. He is the answer to every situation of life. He is the answer. So one time, 10 lepers met him on the way. And he said, oh, if thou will, thou can make us whole. Nobody can make us whole from this incurable disease. Oh, COVID is killing everybody. No, it is not everybody that COVID kills. Stop the lies. COVID is very deadly. It's very deadly to those that you will take. Not everybody will COVID kill. Oh, we cannot go into the city because we are contaminated. We are infected. Like yesterday, I went for my doctor's appointment and they asked me, have you tested positive for COVID in the last 2 weeks? I said, COVID is not for everybody. It is not. And so the 10 lepers, and Jesus looked at them and he said, go show yourself to the high priest. Because if you trust and obey Jesus, he is the answer. And my Bible tells me in the book of Matthew that as they heard the voice of Jesus and they heard the instruction that it shall be well, if we trust and obey, if we trust and obey, if we trust and verify. If God will trust just on the piece of paper called money or dollar bill, but if you believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, if you believe in your heart that Jesus is the answer, whatever you need in this life, he will provide. He can cleanse you. He can save you from COVID. He can save you from the monkey disease that they say is coming again. They will always look for something. Jesus is the answer. He told them, go. But at that time, if they are not cleansed, you cannot go and show yourself to the high priest. Which means as they were going, the Bible says as they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them turned back to Jesus and fell at his feet and thanked him. And Jesus said, go, thy faith has made thee whole. That shows the power of faith in Jesus Christ. The power of trusting in Jesus. There are people who are ignoring the testimony of Jesus. For the testimony of Jesus is our victory. Is our assurance. He has done it and he will do it again. Jesus Christ is the answer of the turbulence and the chaos in the world today. I take you to Acts of the Apostles chapter 3. In Acts of the Apostles chapter 3, Peter and John were going to the temple at the hour of prayer. And there was this beggar there begging. And as soon as he saw Peter and John coming, he said to them, give me some money. I need money. And Peter and John looked at him and said, man, look on us. Money is not your problem. What is your problem is Jesus Christ. A lot of people think that when they have all the money, their problems are solved. Look at all the money we've been spending, and their problems are still there. The woman with the issue of blood, she spent all she had, and she still had problems in life until she touched the hem of Jesus' garment. And that's why, after all the frustrations of life, spent all that she had. You can spend all you have. If you don't trust Jesus, if you don't believe in Jesus, you will continue to be what you are. Jesus is the answer. And that is why when the woman with the issue of blood, as soon as she touched the hem of Jesus' garment, she was made whole. And Jesus knew within himself. He said, power, virtue has gone out of me. Somebody touched me. Not the crowd, but somebody inside the crowd has touched me. And I received an answer that she's been looking for all of her life, because I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the answer to every question of life. Why have I not been healed? Why have I not been delivered? Why have I not been set free? It's because I have not touched Jesus. I have not called upon Jesus. When you say, call upon me, and I will hear and answer you, and thou shalt glorify me. Wonderful. Back to Peter and John. They looked at the man, and the man said, oh, I need some money. People have not given me money. I'm always here in this strategic place at the entrance of the temple. And Jesus said, Peter said to him, look on us.
Yes.
Because we are not like every other person that goes to the temple. We are not short of the glory of God. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Then we who have been in contact with Jesus, we who have touched Jesus, we who have listened to Jesus, we who have lived Jesus, we are a new creation. We who have touched Jesus, we are full of power by the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. We are a new creature. We are no longer the fisherman you used to hear about. We are fishing men. So rise up and walk. And held his hands and yanked him up. And the Bible said the crippled man started leaping and jumping and praising God. Leaping and jumping and praising God. And the crowd went wild. And the crowd said, oh, these are the troublemakers in the land. These are the troublemakers in the land. They have come here again, and they gathered around Peter and John and said, oh, why did you cause this trouble? Why did you disrupt the order of the service? You should have followed the order of the service. What are you doing? And the Bible said in Acts of the Apostles, I want you to go to Acts of the Apostles chapter 3, verse 12. Then when Peter saw that he replied to people, men of Israel, why do you look at marvel at this? And why do you gaze at us? I see by our own power, we made this man to walk. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of our fathers and Jacob has glorified his servant Jesus. So the situation and the answer to the problem of the crippled man was that he needed an answer. And Jesus, Peter and John provided the answer. Jesus is the answer. They said to the multitude, they said to the crowd outside the temple, outside the synagogue, it is not we that are responsible. It is not we that are the answer. It is Jesus Christ. And God has glorified his servant, Jesus Christ. Are you willing to obey him? No wonder when they challenged the man so much, the man says, do you also want to be his disciples? You can be his disciples and receive the power and provide answers. Today, I want to say to you and conclude my exhortation in verse 19. The Bible says, Acts 3:19, repent therefore, and return, that your sins may be wiped away.
Yes.
Your sins may be wiped away. What we need in our society today is repentance. What we need in our world today is to reverse course, come back to Jesus. Let us come back to him. Because many people will always say, excuse me, why is Jesus the answer? If Jesus is the answer, what is the question? Excuse me. The question is, what shall we do in the midst of the challenges of life? What shall we do in this difficult situation? Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. The load you are carrying, the burdens you are carrying, the challenges you are carrying, the difficulties you are carrying, government cannot solve it. People are looking to government to solve every problem. People are looking onto the state to solve all the problems. The state is broke. The bank is broke. America will soon be fighting for bankruptcy. Everything is messed up and mixed up. Jesus is the answer. Take your heavy burdens to Jesus. Carry your heavy burdens to Jesus. Carry your burdens to the Lord. If you cannot roll it slowly, carry your burdens to the Lord. If you cannot roll it slowly, carry your burdens to the Lord. If you cannot roll it slowly, carry your burdens. Carry your challenges.
Yes.
Carry your chaotic, panicking, fearful situations to the Lord.
Yes.
If you cannot carry it, roll it slowly, one day at a time, trusting in Jesus. Trust and verify. Trust and obey. Trust and obey.
Yes.
For if you shall be obedient to Jesus, if you shall be obedient to the word of the Lord, if thou shalt be obedient, you will be the good of the land. There is so much goodness in America. There is so much goodness in this world. That is why everybody wants to come to this land, the land of opportunity. There is goodness. And the reason for the goodness is because of Jesus. He has all the answer. Jesus is the answer. Give him your life. Give him your life. Give him your spirit, soul, and body. And you will discover that you have all the answers you've been looking for to the glory and honor of his name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Archbishop.
Yeah, thank God. Actually, there is a song. We didn't sing the chorus of it. I just sing with you. Let's sing the chorus. The chorus says, trust and obey, for there is
no other way to be happy in Jesus, but to trust and obey.
Let's sing one more time. Trust and obey.
For there is no other way to be happy in Jesus, but to trust and obey.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you so much. Honorable Bishop Samuel E. Monk, speaking all the way from Florida, reaching out to the whole world. I tell you, God has spoken, and we receive the word of God in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We will be doers of the word, and not just hearers only. In the name of Jesus Christ. We have a couple of points here in Psalm 43, verse 1 to 7. Psalm 43, say, God is our refuge and strength, a present help in the time of trouble. Psalm 43, verses 1, 2, 3 to 7, God is our refuge and strength, a present help in the time of trouble. What is a refuge?
Yes.
A refuge is a place where you run into in the time of need, in the time of problems, in the time of trouble. You know, you run into a refuge. The name of the Lord is our strong tower. The righteous running to it and be a seed.
Yes, yes, like it's in progress.
That come to what? The righteous running to it and be a seed. Oh, have you had? Oh, have you had? The righteous running to it and be a seed. The name of the Lord. That song
yes.
To what? The righteous running into it and be a seed. Oh, have you had? Oh, have you had? The righteous running into it and be a seed. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous running into it and they are saved. Proverbs 18:21. And then he goes on to say that the Lord is our refuge and strength, a present help in days of trouble. I tell you, if there is one safe place you got to be in at this time, is to be in the refuge, is our strength. The Lord is our refuge and our strength, a present help in the days of trouble. I tell you, this is a serious word. The Lord is our refuge. We sympathize with our brethren in Ukraine who have been going through a lot, and we pray for them that God will be with them and protect them at this time. I tell you, God is your refuge and strength, a present help in the time of need. The name of the Lord, we need to run into the name of the Lord. I discussed with a brother. He has been in the U.S. Army for many years, and he fought so many wars. He told me he has been to war 15 times. I don't mean serving as going to stop food or stop medication. We have been to frontline war fields 15 times, and he came back alive. You know, and he told me, Stephen, you know what? I just pray, I read Psalm 91. God is my protection. The arrow that flyeth by day shall not reach me, neither shall the arrows that move by night. And of course, that is for us.
He talks blood.
Yes,
the house blood
says,
house blood
says,
the rest is there.
Yes, these are promises of God for your
protection.
I mean,
the one in the kitchen there
is
okay, orange or of blood.
Protecting you from the arrow that flies by day and from the terror that moves by night. So when we talk about God's protection, God is the ultimate protector that we have, that is protecting us from the arrows that fly by day and from the terrors that are moving by night. Because you don't have the answer. You don't have the answer. You say, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans chapter 10, verse 13. Whosoever, whether black or white or green or yellow, you know, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And if you look at Isaiah 43, verses 1 and 2, Isaiah 43, verses 1 and 2, it says, oh, Jacob, oh, Israel, you are mine. And then he says, when you go through the fires of life, I will be with you. When you go through the waters of life, I will be with you. Now, you can see the situations in which we have found ourselves. Inflation, economic recessions are here and there. Inflation, the prices of things have gone up. You can't even buy, you know, the salaries. Can't even go anything. The money is like, the money is the toilet paper now. It's like the money is not able to do much again, and so on and so forth. Who do we call upon? Who is going to be there for us? Isaiah 43, verses 1 and 2. Say, when you go through the troubles of life, when you go through the issues of life, when you go through the tribulation, he says he will be there with you. You know, who else will be there? A God who stay right under the blood. You got to stay right under the blood. You got to stay right under the blood. Where the devil can do you no harm. You got to stay right under the blood. You got to stay right under the blood. You got to stay right under the blood. Where the devil can do you no harm. No harm, no harm, no harm. No harm, no harm, no harm.
No harm, no harm.
No harm, no harm, no harm. Where the devil comes to you, no harm. You got to stay right under the blood, because the blood of Jesus is your protection. The blood of Jesus is on your doorpost. The blood of Jesus is on your lintel. When the spirit of death comes by night, the blood of Jesus has stood for you. That spirit shall see the blood and pass over your family. The spirit of death shall see the blood and pass over your home. The spirit of sickness and disease, the viruses and the bombs that are flying by day, the bullets that are flying by night, they shall see the blood and they must pass over you, because you are the seed of Abraham. And the one say, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that arises against you in judgment, God has condemned. This is the calling of God to you. I tell you, Jesus Christ is the only answer to all your problems today. You got to hook up with him. You got to belong to him. You got to be alive to him, so that you can have eternal life. You can have protection. You can have your healing. You can have your deliverance. Let him supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Jesus is the answer. Yes, we are blessed to have the woman of God, our honorable sister in the Lord, Evangelist Pastor Vanessa Lee. She's going to take us to the presence of God with some praise and worship. And then she's also going to share with us Jesus is the answer. What you have to say about Jesus Christ as the answer to all the problems to you, to this world today. Over to you, Pastor Vanessa Lee.
Good morning. Good afternoon, and praise the Lord. God is so good. And I apologize. Yes. I got up a little late today, but God is still good. Praise his name. Hallelujah. I like this song. This is what God wants. He says he wants us to give thanks. He says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and enter into his courts with praise. So when we come before the Lord, we should come with uplifted hands, ready to say thank you, Jesus, ready to praise his holy name, for he is so good, and he is worthy of all the glory, he is worthy of all the honor, and he is worthy of all the praise. I'm going to sing this song. All give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for he is good. All the thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for he is good, for he is worthy. He is worthy, for he is good. For he is good, for he is worthy, he is worthy, for he is good, for he is good. All give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for he is good. All give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for he is good, for he is worthy, he is worthy, For he is good. For he is good. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is
Amen.
So good. We praise Him, we magnify Him, we glorify Him, we lift Him up. There's no God like Jehovah God. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times, and His praise will continually be in my mouth. Ha. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy and His grace endureth forever. And the Bible says it's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. So we will bless the Lord. We will magnify the Lord. You know, so many times we magnify our problems, but God wants us to magnify Him over the situations, over the problems, over the circumstance. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for He is good. I remember my granddaughter, she's 19 years old today, but when she was 2 years old, she learned that song because I would constantly be singing that song. You know, when kids hear a lot, they remember it. And that's why it's so important to put the word of God on and put the songs that's going to bring glory to God. Kids, they incorporate that, and they sponge it up like a sponge, and they sponge it up. And to this day, I recorded her 2 years old singing that song, and that's going to be her wedding gift. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy and His grace endureth forever. God is so good, and it's so important that we give Him thanks. Thank you, Lord. Appreciate that. God has woke us up this morning. He started us on our way. You know, the Bible says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And He gave us breath this morning. Glory to God. There's so many people who went to the mall. God, today. They're not here any longer in the body, but God, I thank You this morning. I give You glory for the air. I give You glory for the breath that You've given me. And every day we want to say thank You, Lord. We want to appreciate You. Holy Spirit, I appreciate You. Holy Spirit, I appreciate
You.
You lead me, You guide me, You stand there beside me. Holy Spirit, You're a comfort to me. Thank You, Lord. You're a comfort to me. You lead us, Lord. You guide us, and You're a comfort to us. If we would just trust in You with all our heart, Lord, and lean not on our own understanding, but in all of our ways we acknowledge You, O God, and You continue to direct our path. You're a good, good God, and we thank You. God has not all me. He has God has been good to you. He's been good to me. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was born. God, you've been good to me, and I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to praise you. I want to magnify you, and I want to just glorify you for being so good, Lord. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
The Bible says it's the goodness of the Lord. Lord, we thank you this morning. We praise you. We adore you. We magnify you. Oh, magnify the Lord. For he is greatly. Oh, let's magnify the Lord. For he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna. Blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hallelujah. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us lift up his name together. Let us praise him. Let us worship him. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, O precious That is what I long to do. I give praise. Oh, you are my righteousness. I worship you. Almighty God, there is none like you. There is none like
you. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
No one else can touch my heart like you do. I can search throughout eternity, Lord, hallelujah, and find there is none like. Think about it, think about it, think about the goodness of the Lord. Think about how so many people let you down. You depended on them, you trusted in them. They backstabbed you, they betrayed you, but there is none like the Lord that I serve. No one else can touch my heart like you do. Thank you, Jesus. I can search throughout eternity, Lord, and find. What are you going to find? Where are you going to find? That there is none like you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. There is none like you, O God. From the rising of the sun to the going down, and the setting of the same, O God, your name is worthy to be praised. We thank you, yes. Father, for your mercies, which are new every morning. and for your compassions, oh God, that never fails. You are so good to us, and we ought to bless you. We ought to praise you. Oh, that men would praise you for your goodness unto the children of men. We so often take you for granted, Lord. We so often just take the little things that we do, the eating that we get up in the morning and we can eat. We get up in the morning, we can wash ourselves. We get up in the morning, we can walk and we can see and we can hear. Oh, God, help us. Help us, Lord, to appreciate you. Help us,
yes.
God, to appreciate you. Help us to thank you in all things. The Bible says, give thanks, for this is the will of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we worship him and we magnify him. For he is good, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. I'm going to turn it back over to Bishop.
Yes. I want to thank God for that. That was a good one. Apostle Vanessa, can you answer a few questions? We're talking about Jesus Christ as the answer to the world today. As we look around, you can see a lot of problems, and this is not new. If you read through the Bible, you see famine. There was famine, there was hunger, there was drought, even in the Bible days. Not to talk about First World War, Second World War, and all those era of lack and want and need. And there was famine again, there were droughts and inflation and economic recession years. And the coronavirus came, and they thought the answer was the vaccine. They thought the answer was going to be the vaccine. And everybody took the vaccine, booster, and then so on and so forth. The vaccines, there were up to 4 vaccines. And after taking all that, and people still died, the ones who took the vaccines died, the ones who did not take the vaccine still died. Which means the vaccine is not even the answer yet. And now the war in Ukraine and Russia has started. And after all the ban and all the embargoes on Russia and all the troubles, and yet the war still hasn't stopped yet. So what is the answer? With all these problems going on around the world today, now the gas price is gone up again, and people are scrambling. Not to talk about food supplies, and the way prices have gone up. And the other day I was in a store, and somebody was buying things. When he got to the counter, and they told him the prices of what he has picked, all the items in the cart, they have to take them out. And the person came out with only 2 or 3 items. He had to go home with only, he thought he was going to buy. He thought he had money. He thought that money was going to do anything. And now the factories can't even do anything. And people are not even sure of tomorrow. And there's panic all over the place. What should be the answer this time around? Pastor Vanessa, tell us something. We're talking about Jesus Christ as the answer to the world's problems today. What have you got to say about this topic we're talking about today?
When you said that, it reminded me of that little song, Jesus is the answer for the world today. Without him, there's no love. He's the only way. So Jesus is the only way for the world today. The Bible says it's in him that we live, and it's in him that we breathe, and it's in him that we have our very being. And also, Jesus himself said, without me, you can do nothing. We are hopeless and helpless without Jesus Christ in our lives. And my answer to the question is, Jesus has all the solutions because he says that. It's in him that we live. This is how we live. We live in him. And the world, especially our nation, has come so far away. You know, when our forefathers came here from England, from Britain, They came here so they could have freedom of religion, to be able to worship the Lord in the spirit of liberty. And, you know, things were, if you go back 40 years ago, people were more closer to God. People did things differently. You know, so many things have changed. Disrespect is rampant. Love of pleasure is rampant. Hate is rampant. You know, all of these things are here because we've gotten away from the Lord. We've come so far from the core, our faith, trusting in the Lord with all our hearts and not leaning on our own understanding. People just had morals back. They had more morals. They had more respect back then. And today it's getting worse and worse and worse, and we can see the reason why is because people are getting further and further away from God. And that is in 2 Timothy chapter 3 when it talks about the last days and the signs of the last days, how people will be, you know, lovers of pleasure and not lovers of God, how they will, you know, hate each other and how the love will just grow cool for one another. And so my answer is people need to get back to the basics. They need to get back to the root. And the root is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the root of all the problems, of the solution to all the problems that we have. He is the answer. And without him, we can do nothing. You know, we try to go our own way. We try to do our own thing. But the end result, it gets worse and worse. So when we put God in anything and we put him in the center, the key is to keep him the main reason for whatever we do. In all things, we want to glorify God. And so when we humble ourselves, the Bible says that if we will humble ourselves and turn from our wicked ways, and people have become so wicked, and we can see the situation with Russia, how all this killing, useless, innocent lives are being murdered because of hate and because of power. And you know who is the author, and that is Satan. And only Jesus can fix this. Only Jesus can bring a solution. I mean, the politicians, most of them are corrupt and evil as well, because all of them are seeking power. The majority of them are seeking power. And it's just people have to really get to the point where they're going to say, I need God. And the Bible says every knee will bow and every tongue will confess to the glory of God that he is Lord. So everybody's going to have to bow down one day and say that Jesus, yes, your Lord, because he is not going to bow down to them. They have to bow down to him because he is Lord. And I just know for a fact that the reason why things are the way they are is because people have gotten away from their roots, which is Christianity, the Bible, not reading the Bible, not going to church. I remember when I was a little girl, I went to church like 3 times a week. I didn't want to go, but my mother and my father, they made me go. You know, they made me go to the church. They made me go to Sunday school. They made me go to church. They made me go to evening service, you know, but all of that work was not wasted. It was getting in my spirit over and over the years. So we got to train up our children. We got to start at early age. The kids, these, like I was sharing with you when I was singing that song, you know, every time my granddaughter's here, she hears the word of God. She hears the worship music and singing, and it's all praising and magnifying the Lord. And it gets them there at a young age so they know. And that's what you have to put these nuggets in our children at an early age and let them know that Jesus is the answer. And recently I gave her a Christmas present. It was a picture, a nice, beautiful picture, portrait. I wanted her to put it in her dorm room. And it says that Jesus. And it's so funny we're talking about this, because it says, whatever your problem is, Jesus is the answer. And that's all it is. It's a beautiful picture. And I wanted her to always look at that picture on her wall. It's a real big one, too. And I wanted her to always look at that and say, you know what? Anytime I have a problem, anytime I have an issue, Mama told me Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the solution. And he is the solution to each and everything that I've done in my life when I needed an answer. Jesus was that answer every time. I was just sharing with my husband today. He was talking about a coworker, and I told him these exact words. I said, you can talk about her. I said, but it's not going to change anything. I said, but the moment that you begin to pray and seek God and give this to him and ask him to help, then you'll see the solution. I said, because without him, you can do nothing. And I said that things don't change because we talk about them, Bishop Bericourt. Things change. You got a bowl, Mamasa. Hallelujah. Things change when we pray. Hallelujah. When we seek the Lord. Hallelujah. When we trust in him. Hallelujah. When we give it to him, then he can do something. Because we can't do anything. He says it in his word. Without him, without me, you can do nothing. Glory to God. So we have to seek the Lord. We have to really stay rooted and grounded in that word, rooted and grounded in God. And so Jesus is the answer for every situation in this world that we're going through. If people would just turn from their wicked ways, and the only way they're going to turn is we as Christians have to intercede for these wicked people, because we were one of those wicked people one day, and somebody interceded for us. And prayer works. Prayer works. So we have to know, no matter what situation it is and no matter what it looks like, that Jesus has a solution and he is the answer. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for that. There's a scripture here I'm going to touch very quickly. Philippians chapter 2, verse 8 to 10. He said, therefore, God has highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every other name, that at the mention of that name, every knee shall bow of things in heaven, things on earth,
amen,
and things
amen
in the earth, and every tongue must confess that
hallelujah
Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
Yes,
I've mentioned
Lord
your name, every
yes
knee shall bow. I've mentioned of your name, every tongue confess. I've mentioned of that name, every knee shall bow. I've mentioned of that name, every tongue confess. Which means at the mention of the name of Jesus, whatever it is, whether it is cancer, whether it is hunger, whether it is famine, whether it is economic problem, whether it is political issues, whatever it is, at the mention of the name of Jesus, every name
yes
must bow, every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father, at the mention of that name. Demons
yes
must bow. At the mention of that name, sickness
thank
must bow. At the mention of that name, poverty must bow. At the mention of that name, inflation must bow. At the mention of that name, baby formula come forth. At the mention of that name, every knee, every problem, every Goliath, every war must stop. At the mention of that name, every power in hell must stop. In the name of Jesus, the scripture says, there is no other name mentioned under the heavens whereby man could be saved, but except the name of Jesus, that name that is above every other name. Jesus, the name above all names, the name
yes
that is above all names. I want us to pray right now. For a couple of minutes, I want us to pray. I tell you, this program is very divine. We're going to pray in unity that God will bring solution to all the problems we'll be mentioning. I tell you, at the name of Jesus, every name of God, there is nothing impossible with God. With God, all things are possible. Slave trade came and gone. Now racism is still there. Racism must bow to the name of Jesus Christ. And all this shooting of guns in the streets and gun violence They must bow at the name of Jesus and the mention of that name. Every knee must bow at the mention of that name. Every tongue confess. And those of you joining us on Facebook, Twitter, link, those of you on social media, wherever you are, I want you to join us to pray right now that at the name of Jesus, every problem on the south, there is no name that is greater than that name. At the mention of that name, Goliath has to bow. Goliath has to bow. Demons have to bow. Witches have to bow. Powers of power have to bow. There is a name that is above every other name. Yes, we are ready to pray, everybody. We are ready to pray wherever you are. All over the world joining us in this broadcast. Let's go into prayer right now. At the name of Jesus, every knee must bow, every problem must bow. At the name of Jesus, there is answer, there is solution to every trouble in your family, in your home, in your business, in your job. There is an answer, there is a way out of no way. Yes, everybody begin to pray now, begin to pray now, begin to pray now, begin to pray now. Call upon him in the days of trouble. For he will deliver you right now. Hey, receive the fire. Jesus, we call your name. That is above every other name. Yes, every program of the song today. Peace on earth. Peace on earth, peace on earth. Jesus said to the world, peace be still. The Prince of Peace and the Lord of Lords, the everlasting Father. The Prince of Peace said to the world, peace be still. To the nations of the earth, peace be still to Russia. Peace be still to Ukraine. Peace be still to our family. Peace be still to our home. Peace be still to our finances. Peace be still to our nations. Peace be still. Jesus is saying to every one of you, peace be still. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives. Jesus says, I give my own to you, not as the world gives. Peace be still. The Prince of Peace is saying to you today, peace be still. Receive the peace of Jesus Christ. The only one that can say peace be still is speaking to you right now. Receive that peace like a river. He got peace like a river. That is like a river in my soul. That is like a river. That is like a river. That is like a river in my soul. That joy like a river. That joy like a river. That joy like a river in my soul. You got peace like a river. You got peace like a river in your soul. The only man that can bring peace is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Bible calls him the Prince of Peace. Jesus said, my peace I give unto you. My peace I live with you. You need to receive him today. You need to welcome him today. For unto you is born for you today. The Prince of Peace, the Lord of Lords, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, come into your home, to your family, to your finances, to your economy, to your political world. Peace is here. The angel announced to the whole world, peace on earth, joy to the whole world. Why should the devil bring trouble? Satan, we rebuke you. Satan, we bind you. The powers of darkness, we curse you. We rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Peace on earth and joy to the whole world.
Amen.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, because somewhere, do you see, you have something to share still? You still have 15 minutes. You still have 15 minutes left. Okay, he's not available. So, do you still have a song to sing?
Hello?
Yeah, do you still have a song to sing?
Yes, yes. Praise
okay,
the Lord.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, we still have praise 10 minutes more.
Praise the Lord. God is so good. God is so good. I thank the Lord because he gives us, like you said, the peace which passes all understanding. And we could just feel the presence of the Lord when we,
yeah,
you know, we rest in him. He said we keep our minds on him. He'll keep us in perfect peace. So I wanted to sing this little song. I feel Jesus. I feel Jesus. I feel Jesus in this praise. Yes, my soul does burn within me. I feel Jesus in his place. You know, the Bible says two or three are gathered in his name. He's in the midst. So he's here with us right now to meet every
yes.
need that we have according to his riches and glory. Glory to God. He's here. Even when we don't think or feel like he's here. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, but I'll be with you always, even into the end of time. Oh, I feel Jesus.
Oh, yes.
I feel Jesus. I feel Jesus. In this place, yes, my soul does burn within me. I feel Jesus in this place. Hallelujah. 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 I just felt like singing that little song, I Feel Jesus, because I do feel Jesus right here. You know, you don't
yes,
have to be in a church building. You ain't got to be in a building. People think that Jesus is in a building. But he said he's coming
yes.
back for his church, and not one building is going to be taken from this earth when he comes back. But it's the church that's going to be taken up, called up to meet him in the air. And so many people get that confused about a church being a building. And they feel like, you know, when they go to church, it has to be a building. And it's never been about a building. We are the temple of God. We are the building. We are the temple of the Most High God. And we need to present our lives and offer it as a living sacrifice unto God. I just wanted to say, I thank God that we can, even through the coronavirus, people, God made a way for us to be on, get on the phone line, get on Zoom and all kind of Facebook and all these different media outlets that we can still praise and worship the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven. Feed me till I want no more.
Hallelujah.
Fill my cup. Fill it up. And make me whole. Fill my cup, Lord.
Fill it up.
I lift it up, Lord, come and quench this thirsting of my soul, bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 'Cause I'm hungry for you.
Oh, yes.
I'm hungry for you. I need your touch to seek your face. I need your presence. The Bible says in the presence of the Lord, there's a fullness of joy. We need the presence of God back. I need your touch to seek your face. I need your presence. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We need your presence, oh God. Hallelujah. We need your presence. And we just get into your presence. That's where the peace comes. That's where the joy comes in the presence of the Lord. Fullness of joy. Hallelujah. There wouldn't be a lot of depression out there if people would just know what Jesus brings. And when you come to Jesus, he gives you his peace. He said, my peace I leave with you. Not as the world gives it. Glory to God. Because through the world can give you a false sense of peace. But only Jesus gives you true, everlasting peace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh. Thank you, Lord. Bless you. We worship you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We lift you. You're worthy, Lord. Worthy of all the
money. We bless you.
We cut out of you. We take it up under. Hallelujah. We cut out almost under. We get up. We cut it. So there. Thank you. Oh, my soul and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Worship the Lord. Worship. We worship you,
yes.
Mighty God, a mighty God.
Oh,
God.
Yeah,
awesome. Awesome God. How awesome is your name in all the earth, oh God. In all the earth, Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. He is good. I will bless the Lord at all times. He is good. Stand up, stand up, and bless the Lord thy God from everlasting to everlasting. Stand up, stand up, and bless the Lord thy God from everlasting to everlasting. Blessed be the name of the Lord our God, who is exalted above all heavens and earth. Blessed be the glory and the name of God, which is exalted, which is exalted.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Stand up and bless the Lord our God. Amen. Worthy is the Lamb. Sits upon the throne, high and lifted up. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just turn it back over to you, Bishop Barakora.
Yeah, I want to thank God for everyone who participated in this program today. I tell you, this is a special broadcast. The name of Jesus is above every other name. You know, that wonderful name, Jesus. Oh, that wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. I tell you, that name is the answer, you know, to all your problems. You got to call upon him in the day
yes.
of trouble. Call upon him, and he will answer you.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes.
We want to thank every one of you for participating. Please forward this message to everyone. Email it, text it, share it. Let it go around the world. And let them know the
yes.
truth. That the truth shall set them free. Jesus is the
yes.
way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the
yes.
Father except by him. God bless you all. Jesus loves you, Felicia, and I. We love you all. And we say, God bless all of you abundantly.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless.
Thank you so much, Monica. Thank you. Thank you.